Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to RotoFest 21. It is the PGA Championship at Aronimink outside of Philadelphia. We are joined today by Mr. David Ogren and Mr. Olafson, and Mr. Long will be here shortly. Excited about this one. Before we go to the categories, Aronimink hasn't really seen any major play or since, I guess, Gary Player won there in the 60s, maybe. And maybe, David, you can start. What's it like for the guys on tour to go to a course for a major that they don't really play all the time?
Well, I mean, that's sort of the point of the majors, is to play a course that you don't play every year. So right. There's a bunch of great old courses in the United States. Aronimink's one of them, Marion, you know, the country club in Brookline. And then you got some, you know, maybe Medina, Congressional's kind of in that loop, Olympics in that loop, where we only see them every once in a while. And it's not as if any of the guys who wanted to get multiple looks at it couldn't get multiple looks at it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm sure that, it's been... all the guys have been there previous. This is really early in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
This is really early in Philadelphia. So watching the press conferences, I saw Rory saying something about the rough just being spotty. And then there's going to be some rain coming up. And that bodes poorly for high scores.
What does spotty mean? There's little of it.
So when roughs aren't spotty at a major, you miss the fairway and you're just chopping out.
Okay, kind of like
now that's a style of golf I actually am okay with.
Okay,
miss the fairway, put it, you know, chop it out 80 yards and see if you can get it up and down. I've not played Aronimink. I missed my U.S. Amateur at Aronimink. I didn't make it, and then when I was on tour. The year I played Philadelphia, we played another golf course. We didn't play Aronimink. So, but the great Jay Siegel was a member there.
Mm-hmm.
And my intel says 10 years ago, 12 years ago, before they got the PGA, it was tree-lined and claustrophobic, and now it won't be that at all for the tournament.
Well, there seemed to have been some debate between... the recent redesign by Gil Hansi and our friend Ron Pritchard, who did the original restoration back from Donald Ross's design, trying to bring it back to that, who's made a tremendous business convincing clubs that have these old courses to restore them to the way they were, modernized in some way, but apparently... Gil Hansi did some things to it that made it even more modern, I guess. From what I've heard is that it has funky greens, like a lot of Donald Ross courses have, with the veins running through. So you have these little bowls for the pin positions. Is that what you hear, David?
That's what I hear. But that's the funny thing about Donald Ross greens, quote unquote. You remember most of Donald Ross's work was done before any kind of modern grass.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the Donald Ross design necessarily lends itself to 12s, 13s, and 14s on stint meters. But okay. That doesn't scare anybody. And I'm looking forward to something like an LA Country Club kind of score that's just not going to be nearly as high as people think.
Okay. Wow. Interesting. Well, so and it's rain in the forecast all 4 days, or is it just?
I mean, here we are. What are we on Tuesday? So I saw rain for Monday. I saw rain for Thursday and Friday, uh-huh. And so if the course softens up, and that's why I mentioned in one of my pre-shows that the best soft course major player in the last 15 years has been Rory.
Mm. Okay. Well, there you go. That would be something, wouldn't it? What's the weather like in Iceland, Mr. Olafson?
Somebody slowly coming. It's okay now, but it's still quite cold in the morning.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And
It's cold here.
but I mean, yeah, we would probably call it okay.
Okay.
So
Well, I guess
that's for
okay.
a German, that is a bad weather. For
That's
an
a bad
American in
day.
Texas, that's a shitty weather.
That's a bad day. We are in the newly designed Rotofest where we have the categories, and this week, this edition, we have the categories. We have, of course, the top six betting favorites, and we have a mixed bag. No, sorry. Then we have Team Europe, Team USA. We have a mixed bag. We have some agents for Ted. We have a team of old timers whose best days are probably behind them. And then we have a team of semi-agents, also for Ted, if he ever comes and finds his shirt. And we pick one wild card player. Why don't we get straight to the picking and we'll chat in between a little bit. In top six betting favorites don't really change from major to major much. And we have Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Bryson, John Rahm, and Xander and Cameron Young. I think David will let you go. I mean, you can pick anybody. We can all pick the same guy, but you go first. We'll let Adi finish his dinner, and then we'll get to long ball when he shows up. Are you going to go with Rory, the best bad weather player in the last 15 years?
No, I'm not. Because there's a guy quietly having a very spectacular year, flying under the radar, and just seems to like know how to do this thing. And his name is Scottie Scheffler. You know, what's wrong with Scottie? I'll win second or something. And so, honestly, I feel the same about Scotty going into this as I did him going over to Ireland last year. You know, I mean, it's just like, how good is he? I think he's just, you know, and I'm looking at the list, and yeah, Rory's been playing great, but Rory does something that Scheffler doesn't. Rory hits these spectacularly loose shots. Don't know why. He's even winning the Masters. I don't know, you know, why he decided to play 18 the way he decided to play 18, you know? So anyway, and you know, Schauffele's not playing that great, and Rahm and DeChambeau, I can't imagine their life has any kind of equilibrium. And Cam Young's been hot, but I mean, who are you going to pick, Scheffler or Young?
Well, Scheffler is also an excellent bad weather player from the way he's performed in under those conditions. Scottie Scheffler for David. Adi, are you going with Scottie also, or are you going? You're going European for sure.
Yeah, I usually go European, but it's really hard to believe that Rory's going to win another major just right after this. You know, it's the odds are against it. You don't very often see people who win two majors in a row, and I think actually Scotty is really hungry. I think Cameron Young is, you know, up to it. He's one in between. So yeah, no, I'm going for Rory. It's just a principle. I all love his way of playing, and it would be spectacular if he wins. I don't believe he's going to do it, but the other guys. I mean, I the Leaf Golf guys, DeChambeau and Rahm. Don't think so. Don't like it. Xander Schauffele is actually a great pick, and you know Xander is has a German PGA, is a German PGA member. I was,
Yeah, he was, I think. I don't know if
yeah.
he still is. They used to rank him when he was. I don't know if he's still, but when he was, they used to rank him as the number one player in Germany, by the way,
Yes, yeah.
which I thought was
Liga, he,
hilarious.
yeah.
But
He's got roots in Germany. No,
he
I'm
does.
going for Rory. I mean, I would really like to see Scottie Scheffler win it. I really do. I think he deserves that. He's been playing great and he's a great character.
See, what I find amazing is that Scotty, even if he has a bad opening round and it's 5-6 and four, like he's back at the Masters, he's always there. He always finds a way to get there, and he's just so solid. But I am going to go for Xander,
Okay.
because I couldn't make up my mind between Scotty and Rory, and I figured Xander. He's won a PGA and a US Open, if I'm correct. Why not one of the guys from the bottom of the top favorites? So I'm going with Xander. We'll wait for long ball, but we do have another on there. There he is. We do have another funky little addition to the program suggested by Mr. Ogren. We're gonna pick the worst players we think from each group, and if the list of worst players do better than the list we pick of the best players, then we got some real things going on. We'll lose a little bit of credibility, but at least we'll have a good time. Mr. Ted Long is in the house. He's still got his camera off, but I'm sure he'll come to us soon. What's the deal now with Liv? Are they really packing it in at the end of the year? Is the funding done? I mean, do you hear anything? There is Ted. Good morning. He doesn't hear us. He's wearing a light blue sweatshirt, and he needs his volume up. Is Liv funding done for after this season, David?
Well, if the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia wants to blow $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, I got a project for him.
What would that be? Another
Another driving range, right at the end.
driver. How many bays do you have at your range?
I have a 34.
34 bays. Wow.
Yeah, but yes.
They're done. So they're going to find a way to get those guys back, I guess.
Mike, can you hear me?
Now we can hear you, Ted, a little bit louder.
Oh, look at you, Ted.
What's going on, brother? Hang on a second. I'm trying to figure this fucking thing out, how to the voice
It
my wanted. I don't ever, this is something I never do.
took him
I gotta
3 seconds to drop an F-bomb.
make the sound. Oh, sorry. Honest mistake.
How are you, sir?
Me?
Yeah.
Fucking shitty.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, I played like crap today.
Oh,
I
you
was,
played today.
yeah. I actually, David, I was in Texas in January, I think, and I was going through the woods. I actually stopped at a range out in BF Egypt between San Antonio and San Marcos. It was a pretty cool range. It had artificial greens and everything. It was indoor as well. I was thinking I should go by there and get a goddamn golf lesson.
Swing hard in case you hit it.
What's that?
Swing hard in case you hit it.
I tell you what, man. I'm beyond that, trust me.
There you go. Ted, this is the format that you originally suggested, where we have categories, and you haven't been to the last two or three or so. You can pick anybody you want. Everybody can pick Scheffler. I mean, it doesn't matter. We just started with the first category, the top six betting favorites, and David picked Scottie Scheffler,
Okay.
Adi picked Rory, and I picked Xander. From that group of six, who is your favorite?
PGA.
Top six betting favorites.
I see that. I'm looking at it. I'm trying to decide between Scheffler or
He
not.
doesn't like any of them. I can tell right now.
Yeah.
There's no Asian guys there. That's the problem. I'll take the shortest guy with dark hair. I'll take McIlroy.
Oh, another Rory pick.
You're probably better off to take
Hey,
Scheffler.
Chef.
He plays bad.
Well, and you having a shitty day on the course, what does that translate into? What does that look like?
Shitty. Well, here's the deal. Me and I got two pros I was playing with that I coach, and also Tony Jacklin's son, who owns the place I work at, right? Warren. So we had a pretty good match. My guy shot 8 under. what the pro I played with, who he's actually an amateur, he's going to be a pro. And then the pro I coach, he shot 7 under. I helped him on 2 holes, so we shot 10 under and we won 1 up. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I could have been shooting fireworks out of the cart, okay, and doing handstands or something, and I would have been just as much help on the other 16 holes.
There you go. What's the name of that place? Genusswelt something?
Oh, that's the name of it's a
The resort.
Eitlinger.
Yeah.
That is a company. They have like they own hotels, big vineyard, I guess you call it, right? That in an I think they're the biggest exporter of white wines in Germany.
Yeah.
They own all that, and it's all, the golf course is all part of it.
I'm heading down there in July.
Yeah, you'd like it. The good wine. I hadn't had a drink of.
I don't care about the wine. I care about the golf and you. I didn't know you were there.
Man,
We're going to hang out.
that's one thing I don't understand is, when you quit drinking, when no one's there to make you feel better, you don't need anybody if you got a big glass of red wine. You know what I mean?
There you go. There you go. Well, you can fix my swing. A very impressive video of you with that young lady.
She's good, isn't she? That's amazing.
I mean, that little with the loose arm, I love that.
Talented, man. I mean, they're so much fun to teach. I got a guy who's 6'4". He can get 200 mile an hour ball speed. He can do things that you couldn't teach other people to do.
Yeah, and German.
Yeah, he's a German guy. I could get him. I told him, I said, I want to make him into a golfer. He's a good golfer now. I mean, he'll have like 5 under 9 holes, and then he'll go out and shoot 5 over 9 holes because he doesn't understand the idea behind controlling the golf ball, right? I mean, when you hit a pitching wedge 170 yards, what do you do inside 170 yards? He's so strong. I've tried to get him like go left arm parallel and cover the ball, right? Just to flight it down and hit little three-quarter shots, but those things go 150 yards. So he should just be trying to be long drive champion because Martin Borgmeyer, who I know. I mean, that guy's a smart guy, right? And he's used his brains and his brawn and everything to do what get where he goes. But this guy's probably far more talented.
Wow.
Just a freak,
Wow.
freak.
Well, Martin's a good player. I mean, he's just not just a long driver. I mean, he can
Yeah,
score too.
I can, but I'm just trying to tell you that you get people that can get into positions and rotate through the balls in ways that you just couldn't even dream of being able to do yourself, right? They can do stuff with the golf ball that just scared me. And I mean, I have a lot of really good players, but this guy, unbelievable. But that girl's incredible. She won the Orange Bowl. She was a couple times German national champion, but she suffered from performance anxiety. So she hasn't really played much the last 3 years. And then, we always keep in touch. She helped me last year with my website. And I said, let's get going, Nina. And very impressed. I mean, if you should see that clip I got with me with her, just the way she looks at you, she asks you questions. It feels so good as a coach not have to repeat yourself 50 fucking times before somebody figures out what you're trying to say, right? I mean, there's some the classic one is this, and David knows this. You told somebody 5 or 6 different things, they go, yeah, I'm getting confused here. I go, why is that? He goes, well, you tell me different things. I said, well, it's actually the same thing, different ways. I said, I'm waiting for you to make one practice swing or one shot that looks like what we're trying to do, right? And this girl just picks it up immediately. Immediately. It's incredible. I mean, I had her before. I could send you, if I did swing, I could send the swing of hers. She's got the most beautiful golf swing. She used to sit there and rip drivers off the deck 240 yards. She hit 5 in a row at the 8th hole off the Samoa Club where the Americans were. And I mean, he just went out there and she covered it with a blanket. It's unbelievable how talented that girl is. She has no weaknesses technically in her game. None.
Well, but Ted, the way you explained that right arm position to her, even I understood that. I mean, that was awesome. I mean, forget about her swing.
Well,
That.
most people don't realize this. I just had a guy, he's a national coach, and one of my kids came back from the States. And this guy is the hardest working, funnest guy in the world. But he's got the rhythm of a pig in quicksand. Okay. So he's just never going to be a guy who aesthetically looks good swinging a golf club. And he, instead of rotating his, pivoting off the ball, he tends to pull his right arm, the club up with his right arm. So in transition, his arm gets stuck behind him, right? Well, he went on a lesson with this national coach, and the guy's like, "You need to come more from the outside. You're coming too far from the inside." And I said, "That's not at all your problem. Your problem is that you've got no leverage in your right arm to keep the club in front of you. So in transition, it's already halfway behind you. Now it's all the way behind you. What does that have to do with coming from the inside? You know, now the guy's sitting there thinking he's got to pick the club up and pull across the ball."
It's the true life story of this podcast.
We are back, and you will never know that something went wrong. But
never know that the best stuff has been left on the cutting room floor.
But how often does that happen, Casey? As a musician,
very rare. Always, actually.
Is Grand Canyon back together?
No. Well, technically, Grand Canyon never really. Separated. You know, Joe and I are on very happy terms. We just don't really play unless there's a reason to play, which is rare.
I'm very excited about that. Okay, we are back. And Casey, this is the new improved RotoFest. You pick a player from each.
That's what I do.
David picked Scotty, Adi picked Rory, I picked Xander, and Ted picked also picked Rory. From the first category, top six betting favorites, who do you pick?
But wait a minute. So wait, I can also pick Scotty?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, I can pick anybody up there?
Anybody.
Anybody. Well, I'm going to go with Scotty.
There you go. Why? It's good to
American.
See. American. There you go. PGA, Wanamaker.
Come on.
Let's continue this because it's getting late in the lowlands.
Yeah, and I've got a lesson that starts in 28 minutes.
We got that covered. Team Europe is the next category. Aberg, Fitzpatrick, Matt Fitzpatrick, Fleetwood, Rose, Hovland, Hatton, Casey.
Wow. I'm going to go with Fleetwood.
I knew it.
Okay. Tommy, first time major winner. You kind of got the same hair.
I know. He's got a great last name. He's got the Mac going.
He's got the Mac going, or the Cadillac.
Yeah.
The Cadillac or the Mac. How about you, Ted? Who do you like from the Europeans?
Well, I think I've said this before. I'll take Fleetwood.
Also?
I'm just going to pick everything Casey picks.
Smart. Smart move. We'll say.
What happened while I was gone? What exactly happened while I was gone? Let's concentrate on Aaron Nimink. Did you ever play there, Casey?
Where?
In
oh no, I have not.
No, you have not.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Bobby, what's your pick?
I bet Mr. Oberndt has.
No, I haven't.
Talking about it. What was that? U.S. amateur, you said?
Yeah, I missed the U.S. amateur during that time period.
Yeah. Mm. A lot of great courses in the Philadelphia area, that's for sure. Who am I picking? I'm picking Fitzpatrick in the Europe, on the European side. I think U.S. Open champ. He's on fire. Adi, where do you go, my friend?
Yeah, I mean, I did send you my list because I didn't.
I didn't see it because my son has my phone.
Yeah, no problem. But I had already decided to choose Tommy Fleetwood.
Also Fleetwood. Tommy's very popular category.
He's a good player.
What about Ludwig?
Ted, I can't really hear you.
Ted's frozen.
Ted's muted. Frozen. You're muted, Fred. Oh, Ted.
Fred.
We're going to call you Fred, though, from now on.
What about Ludwig?
Yeah, what about Ludwig? I mean,
the man has chosen Fleetwood like a smart man.
I normally would pick Ludwig, but I think he is it's not going to be his tournament. He's going to be his tournament.
Something. David, how about you? You got to pick a European.
Well, I'm going to pick Matthew Fitzpatrick, but the guy who's just annoys the crap out of the Americans is Tyrrell Hatton.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't surprise me if he's not like kind of lurking there right at the end, a little bit like Bobby Mack would probably be right there at the end, just kind of like they were at Oakmont.
Very interesting. And he played well.
But I'm going with Fitzpatrick only because I just don't. I don't know. It's just.
Well, he's
I'm not in love. I'm not in love with any of those Euros. I like Bobby Mack better than all of them.
There you go. That's why he's not on there, probably. But next we get to the category of Team USA. And David, you're up again. We got Morikawa, JT, Jordan Spieth, Brooks, Koepka, Cantlay, and Henley. Now we get.
Do I have to take any of them?
You do have to take one of them. This is the game.
All right. And the reason why I say this is because Ted's guy, J.J. Spahn, he's the guy with no respect. He's ranked eighth in the world, and he's not on the list.
Yeah, well, he's not up there on the betting charts, but... I know.
Yeah. He's ranked eighth in the world, and he's not on any betting charts. The X Factor. I'm going to go with the X Factor.
And?
Brooks Koepka.
There you go.
I think he played an okay round Sunday out in BFE Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. So maybe his game. And he just, it's a major. It's a PGA. It's like.
Yeah, he's won that a couple of times or three times or four.
Yeah.
Times, you know, so I think that's a very good pick. Adi from the Team USA. You have.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I don't like the Zamis now. No. I have to pick one, so I'm just going to take Justin Thomas. And the other thing is, I mean, I saw him, I watched him, I worked with him 18 holes when he played against Rory in the champion, in Ryder Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And he won, and he played Ray Goff, so he has it in him. He surely can win, so I'm just going to pick him.
There you go. That would be also a nice story to see him back on the thing. I'm also going to go with Brooks because I think Colin and speaking to his coach Rick Sessinghaus, he was really hurt at Augusta and he pulled off, you know, a very good tournament. I think he might, and he's also good in the bad weather. But I think it's time for Brooks to show the other LIV guys that are coming back that he is still the guy. Mr. Long, do you have your volume turned up?
You hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Are you, all right. The Americans, baby.
That's my opinion. I think Morikawa is in the same lost and found department at Aikea as Jordan Spieth, okay? I think these are two great players who you can't really figure out why aren't they playing well. You're not around them to see what's going on. I think it's over. I think Koepka, I love the guy personally. I would love to pick him, but this is a contest, and I know that Casey's not going to pick him. Casey's not going to pick Cantlay, even though I think he's from your neck of the woods.
Henry, I do like Cantlay.
Member of Ed's club, he's a nice guy, but he missed that putt in the Ryder Cup, so he's out for me. I'm just going to go with the easy money. Me and Casey are going to pick Justin Thomas.
Casey always picks Cantlay in this Roto Fest. When I look at the chart, Casey picked. He's always picking Cantlay.
I do pick Cantlay a lot, and I love me some Justin Thomas, and some of those other names are also great. But the one that stuck out to me when the list was read is obviously Brooks Koepka. And I apologize, Longball, but we had to split up on this one. And I'm going to go with, if nothing else, but my Florida State roots with Brooks. We're going to stick with
Florida. There you go, Ted. You're in Florida. Three times Brooks, two times JT. Very interesting. Didn't expect that. And then we got, I don't know who this guy is, Mike Goddard, but I don't know how that first name crept in there, but we go into the mixed bag, which is a bunch of people from all over the place. Mike, Chris got her up. There's Bobby Mack for you, David. Shane Lowry, Sam Burns, Zepp Straka, and the Højgaard twins. You can pick them, both of them. Whoever shoots a better score is the guy that counts. Casey.
For one. I'm going to go with this Bobby McIntyre, obviously. If Mr. Ogren says that he's should be in the top round, then
Yeah,
that's the one.
what happened at the Masters when he was like very upset? That was not Bobby Mack like, but maybe it was. I don't know.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah.
He was just reminding everybody that he's number one.
Well, I mean, he is. I think he's also better than the credit he gets from people around the world. But I don't know if this is his type of tournament. I see him more as an open guy. But go right ahead with Bobby Mack. Long ball.
Well, first of all, I'd like to go on the record as saying that I think personally, Ian Poulter is better than McIntyre. Okay. Sepp Straka is probably betting man's choice because he seems to hang in there. But Lowry's got such a good short game, and I like the guy personally. I think he's a phenomenal guy. I
Good
like
choice.
Ryder Cup with Rory and all that stuff. So I'm going with him.
You're going with Jane. Very good. And I am going with Jane also for the same reasons. Adi, you got to pick one from the mixed bag category.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Højgaards. Get 2-1,
One.
two for one.
This is thanks to the Ogren lobby that the Højgaards
Yeah,
are available.
it's like Dollar General. Get 2 for 1.
Yeah.
There you go. It's amazing how you can't even tell them apart anymore because they're both doing so well. The Højgaards go to Iceland. Oh, it's speaking of Iceland, it's the Eurovision Song Contest on Saturday, which Iceland
On
is
Saturday,
boycotting, I hear.
yeah,
Yeah, very good for
my
you.
band is playing a concert in downtown because we know nobody's going to be watching that anyway. So,
Why is Iceland boycotting? Did somebody call Bjork normal? Yeah.
boycotting because Israel is invited, and so is, I believe,
Oh, wow.
Spain is boycotting, and Ireland, and somebody else. But
Oh, great. Oh,
I
goodness.
don't know. But Casey, do you
It's
know?
too costly anyway. It costs a lot, a lot, a lot of money. We're only about 400,000 people on this island. We can't afford to take part in this whole thing.
Well, I hear in case of World War III, Iceland is one of the top five places to be, with New Zealand and some
Oh,
other
yeah. Come here. That
places.
fucking thing started. You better be in Iceland.
Casey, do you know that the pub where Adi plays regularly with his band is called Lemmy?
Oh, wow.
Let
Oh,
me
nice.
Kilmeister.
How cool is that?
That's
We
amazing.
are with you, Mr. Ogren, for the mixed bag. Are you taking Mike?
Well, after all of the, excuse me, props I've given Bobby McIntyre, I actually in my sheet I highlighted Sepp Straka, so I'm going to take Sepp Straka. But in the mixed bag department, who's not in the mixed bag? In order of their rankings would be J.J. Spawn, Ben Griffin, Alex Noren, Jacob Brigman, Harris English, Patrick Reed, and Chris Wrighton. And you know, it's just like that group right there, that should be Casey's field.
Yeah,
Yeah.
should be his
I'll take
right, the top seven guys not listed on the list, Spawn, Griffin, Noren, Bridgman, Reed, Wrighton. Now, I will say about that list, one of those guys is going to be the first round leader.
really. Yeah, I
Tendon
mean,
chair.
how good was Brother Burley with picking Christopher Reitan from Norway?
Yes.
He might even beat Hovland this year. I don't know. And now we get to the long ball category. We get to the Asians finally. And we have Hideki, Sungjae Im, Siwoo Kim, Haotong Lee. Love that guy. Ryo Hizatsune and Kazuki Higa. David, you're going first. But maybe Ted, you want to go first, Ted, and tell us about these folks?
Listen, I know Haotong Lee, he's not so. I mean, the guy is really not so. So I don't know where you got those guys. You could have Stuart Sink, you could have put him in there, and it'd been it's just about as really. Yeah. I can't remember who Siwoo Kim is or Sungjae Im. I like both of their swings. However, I got to go with my man. I'm going to put the Indian sign on him like I did Abraham Answer, and I'm going to go with Hideki Matsuyama.
There you go. Long ball going with Hideki. The easy way out. All right, then we'll go back to David.
I have a question. How in the hell is Ma Tong Lee 80th in the world?
He finished second or third last year at the British, and then he just had another good major that he played in.
Yeah, he's 80th. I was looking at the stupid rankings, and what I call stupid rankings. Hotel is 71st.
Ooh.
He's never recovered from kicking the locker.
He hasn't.
You know, Poltergeist, he's 75th. Can he play or not? Aldridge Potgieter, can he play or not?
I think he can play.
Alex, he's 83rd. What's the odds of him going up or down in the world rankings from here?
Wow. I don't know.
Right? The Sneeze. He was really doing good, and now he's not anywhere near.
Who's this?
You know, Bezutenheit.
That's right up there.
Smears.
Team,
that's good.
No, and then actually the guy I'm tracking because I kind of like him because I met him and talked to him is Marty Schmidt. He's down to 97. Why the slide?
I don't know, but I mean, we haven't had a guy in the top 100 since Jaeger, and then he dropped out. And I think he's we'll think about him when we get to the wild cards.
Siwoo
Kim.
After all that, I'm picking Siwoo Kim.
Siwoo, Adi.
Right, I know him really well, and I talk to Craig all the time. He just kind of struggles a little bit with his form. I think they've done some good stuff to his swing lately. But Marty is just not the kind of guy, if you're going to make a list out to, you know, celebrate your 40th birthday or whatever, he's not the first guy on the list, okay? Get over somewhere, and, you know, someone's going to talk to him, and he's just going to be going like this and talking slowly. He's just not an excitable guy, but he's got a little bit of negative self-talk. I've been close to him in tournaments a lot, and you hear him talking to himself, I'm like, what the hell is he saying to himself? You know what I mean? He can't seem to sustain momentum, right?
Meaning that what? Is it like that he throws in the occasional double or think on a par five? Or what do you mean by that?
Sustain momentum means that when you get it going, you don't question yourself. You just assume it's going to keep going well, and you just keep trying to hit good shots.
Mm.
Germans tend to overanalyze everything that goes wrong, overanalyze. And as I said about one of my really good players, I said, don't look for a technical solution to a personal problem. Okay? Analyze not seeing the ball. Oh, I hit him on the heel. Yes, of course you did, you dumb son of a bitch. You're swinging so goddamn hard. You're off balance because you've got so much adrenaline in your body, you don't know what to do. That's just an example. Right? And people then start going, oh, I have to learn to do this. No, you have to learn to go to bed at night, okay? You're drinking 5 beers and don't piss the whole night, okay? So you can get used to being under pressure, okay? You have to do something to train your brain to relax to get through situations. And he's just, to me, he's just, I don't see any fire in his belly when he's out there playing. And I've seen him play some really good golf, and he's a really, really good guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ted, who's coaching him at the moment?
He went back to Craig from that guy, Marion Motka.
Yeah, Craig Miller.
Okay. Craig, yeah.
Guy, yeah. Back.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Adi, you're up with the agent.
Yes. I think I did choose Hideki Matsuyama. No, yes, I did. Yips, that's my pick.
Hideki.
Yeah, I don't know those names. I mean, I'm not going to make any jokes about it, but
there'll be more Asians.
yeah, I don't really follow that, but Hideki, I know, and he's a great swinger.
And he's won a major. I think that always helps. I'm also going with Siwoo Kim like David. And Casey, we need your agent so we can get David on the
also back. Going with Siwoo Kim.
Ooh, three Siwoos and two Hidekis. How do you like that? How do you like them, lychee nuts? This is one of my favorite categories, the old team, guys whose best days are behind them. Vijay Singh, who's, I don't know, Angel Cabrera, out of prison. Padraig Harrington, Stuart Sink, just off his first major on the senior tour. Luke Donald, not on the senior tour yet. And Martin Keimer, also, I don't know, 41, 42, whatever he is. He's definitely not old, but his best days are definitely behind him. Casey, lead us off on this round, please.
I'm going to go with Padraig Harrington.
Padraig, of course. With some Irish weather.
Yeah, why not? With a name like... Casey Shea has to go with
us. That's right. How about the Knicks, Casey? Blown out Philadelphia.
How about them?
40 points. You're out. You're out. The Lakers are out.
Yeah, I did see that they didn't do very well.
There you go. Mr. Long, old guys, as a coach.
Another sport I don't care about.
As a coach of juniors, this might not be your favorite category.
I watched Stuart Sink play the other day, and I like what he had to say afterwards. He wasn't hit well the front nine, but he got to go in the back nine. His swing, he bullets it off the tee. I think he's still got a lot of gas in the tank.
There you go.
Yes.
Stuart Sink. And that's exactly who I'm going for, too, on my list. I'm going for Sink also. Adi, the old guys.
Patrick. I love Patrick Harrington. He's just an amazing character. And he's working so hard. He's doing everything in his power to get better and still and being strong. He's won some big tournaments, big majors. I think he can beat all those guys who are on the list there.
There you go. How many of those guys, how many of those six guys do you think can make the cut?
One.
That's Patrick.
Really? Really? One? Wow. Well, we had a big field with all the people.
They all could.
It's a big field with all the PGA pros, David, and you've played in PGA championships. How is that different with all those guys there?
It's kind of like...
And you were...
It's kind of like the mini tour events where the really good players don't mind having 20, 30 guys in the field who can't break 80 because the more guys in the field... that pay the entry fee, the higher the winning purse is.
There you go. For those,
the PGA guys are a non-factor. It's part of the deal. And the story with Michael Block, whatever, a couple years ago, that was a great story. But it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
We're just kind of glad that number 121. I mean, 101 to 121. Don't automatically get an exemption because those guys can play.
Right. For those of you who don't know it, David was in Tin Cup on the range scene, correct?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, Tin Cup's hitting hot chili peppers up Lee Jansen's ass. That's
exactly.
You were one of the scenes I was in.
That's amazing.
If that's not a classic, I don't know. Who do you pick from that bunch, David? We could put you
old
up
guys?
There. Yeah.
Old guys? Oh, okay. Stuart Sink. Stuart Sink's actually playing good.
Hands down. Three Sinks and two Padraigs. And now we get to the semi-Asians, just a special Ted category when he told me he was going to show up for this. We got guys who are Asian, but not really with an Asian passport. Minwoo Lee, Aaron Rye, and I love this guy, Sudarshan Yellamaraju. Thigala, Akshay Bhatia, and Kurt Kitayama. David.
Well, obviously the best of the bunch is Akshay Bhatia, but I'm going with the all-name team. The best name in professional golf right now, taking over for Kiradek Effie Barnrat. We're going for Sudarshan Yellamaraju.
Wow. Very cool. Great story, guys. Self-taught. Canadian, parents from India, kind of like a Jimenez, I guess. I don't know.
Whoa. His parents are from Indiana?
I'm from India.
Oh, I misheard you.
Indiana. So Yella Maraju for David. Adi, who is your semi-Asian?
Saeed Tegara.
Oh, he's been very quiet.
Yeah, but he is good. Of course, they're all good, but he's been playing okay.
Yeah, all right.
So, you know that big crack right in the middle of your island, Adi? You know, the one between the two continents? If you put Saeed on the American side and ask him to putt into the crevice, he'd leave it short.
All right.
Hey, we'll be looking out for that in the broadcast. I too am going. Well, I'm actually going with Akshay. I'm taking the easy way out on this. Love the lefty swing, and he's my guy in this category. Ted, semi Asians, this is all you.
Oh, my favorite guy is Min Woo Hoo.
Min Woo Hoo.
That sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
Are you going with Minwoo?
I'd like to because he's actually, but no, I like that Akshay guy. He's got a long putter, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yes. He's broomsticking it. Yeah.
I'm going with him.
You're going with that. And Casey, you're semi-Asian.
I was going to go with Tegala. However, I am changing my, and I'm now going to go with Aaron, whoever Aaron is, because I like the name.
Aaron Wright, he plays with two gloves.
Oh, boy. Well, I might want to change. No, I love that. I'm stuck with it at this point. I said it. I'm going to stick with it.
He's a good player. He's definitely a good choice in that group. Good. All right, guys. So now we get to the wild card. You pick any guy that's not in any of these boxes. I think I'll go first. Because I didn't really study the list, but I was going to go for Ricky, because Ricky, three top tens in the last three tournaments, wouldn't that be some story? But I'm going to go for Matti, because I think he's slowly climbing up that every year. He's a little bit better in the rankings in all the categories. He's over there. He knows the states. He went to school in Kentucky or wherever, in Lexington, wherever he went.
Frank, do you have a list anywhere of all the people who are not, that we can choose from?
I don't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But J.J. Spawn would be in there.
J.J. Spawn.
There you go.
Casey, you ready for the oral list?
Yeah.
Spawn, Griffin, Norn, Bridgman, English, Reed, Wrighton, Bradley, McNeely, followed Gerard.
There you go.
Is that Gerard. Keegan Bradley?
Yeah.
It is Keegan Bradley. I'm going with Matti Schmidt. Casey. Oh, no, Casey, we'll let you think. David.
I've got to go because I got a lesson right now. My real pick for the wild card is the one American I don't like.
Oh,
Reed?
Yep.
Patrick Reed for David.
The one American nobody likes.
However, I want you to mark down this side bet, this little 2v2 side bet.
Yeah, I'm in.
Spawn and Griffin versus Norin and Wrighton.
Oh, awesome. Ooh. I'll take the Europeans.
Just a little side bet. Okay. I've got my young lady ready to rock and roll, gentlemen. It's been a great. I'm going to go to Pinehurst at the end of June to caddy for Oliver in the North and South. So
there you go. Give him our best and thanks for sticking around.
Love and peace, boys.
Give the young lady.
Let it be known I'm going with Keegan Bradley for my final.
Adi, your wild card, please.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Alex Fitzpatrick, but I'm changed my mind. I'm going to go for Jason Day.
Oh,
That's a good pick.
Mm.
Yeah. And
how important is it? I mean,
I can't hear you, Ted. What is wrong with the audio there?
I don't know.
Mute me whenever he wants to talk.
I don't mute you. Although I can mute you if I want to. But what I wanted to ask you guys, How important is it in these majors to have won a major before?
I think at the Masters it's important, but I
yeah, I think with the PGA Championship, I think it doesn't, for whatever reason, I think it's less important at the PGA.
So that's what courses. There's so different types of courses. I don't think the Masters is big, and the British Open too, because you got to be a good player on links courses. You can't back into a British Open Championship.
Right. So at the PGA, you have guys like, I don't know, Jeff Sluman or whoever, these guys that won one major, you know, that ended up being the PGA. So yeah, maybe Jason Day. Well, Jason Day has won some majors. So,
I think the best example is John Daly, 90. And was it 92?
94, I think.
Yeah, 94. Exactly. Yeah,
or was it 92? I think 94. I think when he won the British.
Remember that? Remember that? Remember that? How he was with his mullet? How he's walking down the fairway? The 18th fairway. That was a classic.
He's doing this thing.
Amazing. I think he's playing too, so he might be a wild card pick. Ted, who's your wild card?
JJ Spahn. I love that guy, man.
You love that guy. Is he anchoring?
He's got a little Asian in him. I think he's been adopted.
Oh my God! All right, you got JJ, and we'll finish with Casey on the wild card.
Well, okay, I'm going to go with Keegan Bradley.
Are you really?
I really am.
What do you hear, Casey, about the next U.S. Ryder Cup captain? Is it going to be Jim Furyk?
I haven't heard a thing, so I am not the person to ask. But he would be as good of a pick as anybody. And I think he'd be a great pick for a U.S. captain.
There you go. All right. And the final piece to this puzzle will be, you have 24 hours to send me a list of the worst players from each category. And we'll see how that ends up. And if your worst list is better than your best list, then you are a permanent member of the RotoFest Rotation Security Council. All right, guys. Thank you so much for sticking around. Look at you, Casey. You moved?
No, I'm sorry. I'm in the studio.
Oh, you're in there. Yeah, where is it? Oh, some new decorations.
I feel like it's the same. I haven't really touched much of the decorations. I think it's pretty much the same. But
there you go. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I'm giving you the spin.
I like it. I like it a lot. yeah. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for hanging around.
Yeah.
We'll send out the sheet, and I think it's going to be another good major so quick after the Masters, but we're doing it no matter what. And if you want to send me those lists with the worst picks from each group, please do so, and we'll exchange stuff over the weekend watching. Adi,
I'm going to say that my worst list is Ted's list. That's my worst list.
That's noted. Ted's list. Ted, what do you got to say to that?
To me, this is one time I feel very comfortable saying that you have no chance against me. You had some dog.
Wow. I do not doubt it. But you know what? We'll see. We will see.
I'm not sending you the worst list because I don't care. Okay. I think now that we've done this and we've practiced, let's start it over again and record and do it all over again.
We'll do that. As soon as you get your microphone working.
Check again.
As soon Perfect. As you get your microphone working. I look forward to seeing you down in the South, wherever you are, in July.
When you're coming, I'll be out of town.
I'll just sneak up on you on the range.
You won't see me on the fucking range.
No.
Not even a phenomenon south.
Where? How far is that place from Heidelberg?
Well, it depends on what part of Heidelberg, but it's about a half hour.
Oh, so it's close to Heidelberg.
Yeah, I mean, it's right south of Staten Island Road, about 25 kilometers.
Does Tony Jacklin ever show up?
I saw him in Staten Island once. Warren told me his dad, I mean, what, is he 80 or something? He doesn't move much anymore. He just stays at the celebrate.
Yeah, there you go. Like kind of like me. And you. All right.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure.
Have a good night. Thank you very much, gentlemen. That was it. To the Lynxland.